Introduction. Numa's arrival in the Valley of the Magical Stones. Far, far away, hidden behind clouds and mountains, lay the mysterious Dragonland, a place full of magic, splendor, and adventure. There lived the little dragoness Numa, with curious eyes and a heart as big as her dreams. But little by little, this Dragonland began to change. More and more often, smoke and unrest hung in the air. The dragons snorted, clashed with one another, and made their world narrow and chaotic. Numa sighed. "It is no longer as beautiful here as it once was. I feel uneasy, and I have not felt safe here for a very long time." During these restless times, Numa often wandered alone through the dragon world. She roamed curiously past tall rocks, climbed over roots, and sniffed every flower that grew by the wayside. One evening, as the sun bathed everything in warm gold, she suddenly noticed a mysterious shimmer between two large stones. Numa froze in place. Was that a light? Or a hidden treasure? Her heart pounded with excitement. She simply had to find out. Carefully, she crept closer and sniffed at the gate. The air felt cool and smelled of moss and ancient stone, but there was no sign of danger. Slowly, she stretched out her paw and touched the rock. At once, the stone began to tremble softly, as if it were coming alive. Delicate, glowing lines spread across its surface like veins. Numa held her breath, her eyes wide with wonder. For a moment, she jumped back in fright. Was this a way out? Or a trap? My escape? Her heart raced, and a quiet doubt gnawed at her. She sniffed again, listened to every sound, and pressed her ear against the stone. But apart from the mysterious vibration, all was silent. Then she slowly straightened. Her eyes sparkled, though her head whirled with questions. What if something completely strange is waiting beyond? What if it is dangerous? Or could it be a place full of wonders? She hesitated for a heartbeat, then smiled bravely. "If I stay, I will never know what lies beyond." With a deep breath, she gathered all her courage and leapt through the magical stone gate. With a gentle whoosh, she landed in another world. The sudden light dazzled her. The ground beneath her paws felt strange, and for a moment, Numa crouched, startled, in the tall grass. Her heart pounded wildly as she held her breath and listened to every movement around her. But nothing threatening happened. Instead, she was surrounded by a completely new fragrance. The air smelled pleasantly of fresh moss, damp earth, and a hint of flowers unlike any she had ever known. A gentle breeze brushed across her scales, cool and soothing, and carried with it the soft murmur of a river. Slowly, her fear gave way to a growing curiosity. Cautiously, Numa lifted her head, blinked into the light, and gasped in awe. Towering rocks rose like guardians around her, the river sparkled with life, and the birds seemed to sing her a curious welcome. Everything felt different, mysterious, and yet wonderful. Little did she know that this was only the beginning of a great journey. As the day drew to an end, Numa sought a safe place between soft grass and sheltering stones. Sleepy, she curled up, closed her eyes, and let the river's song lull her to rest. And in her dreams, she was already living through thrilling and wondrous adventures, never guessing that many of them would soon become real.